This is Danielle Jaworzniewska with the BBC News. Hello. Shareholders of the electric car company Tesla have approved a record-breaking pay package for its boss Elon Musk that could be worth nearly $1 trillion. It would be the largest corporate payout in history if he meets the goals necessary to receive it. Michelle Fleury has more details.
This pay package was approved overwhelmingly by more than 75% of Tesla shareholders. As for Mr. Musk, he was very grateful. He gave a heartfelt thanks to the shareholders who were there at his shareholder meeting, in part because this issue of pay has been controversial. I mean, there was a previous pay package that a judge struck down because they felt the board of directors was too cozy with Mr. Musk. Each time, though, shareholders have chosen to ignore that because they just feel he is that important to the company and to its future.
The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces in Sudan have said they've agreed to a proposal for a humanitarian ceasefire in the country's civil war. But the Sudanese army has not agreed to the proposal, which was put forward by the United States and Arab countries. The RSF announcement comes less than 2 weeks after it took control of the city of Al-Fasher. They've been accused of carrying out mass killings and sexual violence there. Tommy Pigott is deputy spokesperson at the US State Department.
Right now, we are encouraging both belligerents to agree to a humanitarian truce. We have also condemned the actions of the RSF, the humanitarian atrocities we've seen around Al-Fasher. We are working continually to get that done, to get a humanitarian truce. There is not a single day that goes by that we are not working at addressing this humanitarian crisis and working with our partners to resolve this conflict.
Members of the United States Congress have written to King Charles's brother, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, formally requesting he attend an interview about his friendship with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The letter requests the former prince's help in identifying Epstein's co-conspirators. Here's our US editor, Sarah Smith.
The Oversight Committee cannot compel Andrew to come and give evidence. They can't issue a subpoena for somebody who is not a US citizen. So he cannot be forced to appear in front of them, and he's very unlikely to choose to do so, of course. But the Democrats on the committee who've written this letter also think he must have information about other friends of Epstein, other men who were in Jeffrey Epstein's circle, who could have been abusing women, who could have been committing crimes, because there's a real sense that people have not been held to account for this, that Jeffrey Epstein's victims have not seen justice served.
Several world leaders gathered in Brazil for the UN COP30 climate summit have criticised President Trump for his rhetoric on climate change. The presidents of Chile and Colombia called the US leader a liar following Mr. Trump's recent public disavowal of the overwhelming scientific consensus about global warming. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. Peru's Congress has voted to declare the Mexican president Claudia Sheinbaum persona non grata. It comes days after Peru announced it was severing diplomatic ties with Mexico for offering asylum to a former Peruvian prime minister. Here's our global affairs reporter Mimi Swaby.
Relations sharply deteriorated after Mexican authorities offered asylum to Betsy Chavez, the former Peruvian prime minister under Pedro Castillo. She's facing criminal charges over an alleged coup attempt 3 years ago, when former President Castillo tried to dissolve Congress. Ms. Chavez is said to have taken refuge in the Mexican embassy in Lima. With 63 votes in favour and 34 against, Peru's Congress has now designated Mexico's President Sheinbaum as an unfriendly person to the state. The Mexican government has defended the asylum decision, stating that Ms. Chavez is a political refugee.
The US Senate has voted narrowly against blocking the Trump administration from unilaterally ordering military action against Venezuela unless authorised by Congress. The draft bipartisan resolution failed to pass by two votes. The US has deployed military forces close to Venezuela and has struck numerous vessels, many of them Venezuelan, which Mr. Trump said were carrying narcotics. The Nigerian president, Bola Tinubu, has told government ministers in Abuja that they must strengthen efforts to combat terrorism and organised crime as the country faces mounting security pressures. He said Nigeria was resolved to move forward with unity and purpose. These were Mr. Tinubu's first public comments since Donald Trump threatened to deploy American forces to Nigeria, alleging Christians were being killed by Islamist militants. A man accused of hurling a sandwich at a US federal agent in Washington, D.C. has been cleared of assault charges. Sean Dunn threw the sub-style sandwich in a fit of fury over President Trump's mass deployment of federal officers into the city. He was caught on camera while simultaneously shouting insults. BBC News.